بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قدرت والا شيخ والد الشهيد محمد اقتسم نور الله مركزه وكلام اذن الشريف آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں, آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں, جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر, گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر, کیا اثر ہوگا ہو فغاں میں, کیا اثر ہوگا ہو فغاں میں. ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے, ورفعنا کا انعام یہ ہے, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. دوست تو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں, عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن, کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن, آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں, آپ کا رتبہ دونوں جہاں میں. دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, وہ بلا جائے کس گلستاں میں, وہ بلا جائے کس گلستاں میں. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے, جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت, یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت, امت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں، جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں، کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد، کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد، کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں، کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں، دوست تو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو فغاں میں، آپ کا عمل تبا اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں، جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں، آپ کا عمل تبا اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں، آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ کریم، اما بعد، this is a beautiful نعت شریف of our Dada Sheikh حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ and beautifully rendered by Bhai Ajaz. The title of this is آپ کے ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں، that you are mentioning is in both the worlds, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aapka martaba is jahan mein jaise khurshid ho aasma mein, that your position in this world, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is like the sun that is in the heavens and the skies. That we find that when normally the stars are shining and twinkling, how beautiful the stars are. But the moment the moon comes out, what is the light of the stars? The light of the stars is absolutely nothing. And the moon is so bright, imagine on the 14th night how bright the moon is. But day after the sun comes out, and what is the light of the moon in comparison to the sun? So similarly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has been given the tashbih and is given the resemblance that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is like the sun. And every person we find that we need of the sun. That imagine if the sun was not there, what would our position have been? That perhaps living in this world would have become impossible. When the sun comes out, all the germs etc. that is there, everything is destroyed by the light of the sun. So similarly, just as we need of the sun, each and every one of us, we totally need of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Hazrat beautifully explains, he said that for a little moment also, if we are cut off from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the iman that we have also, that iman will also be removed. So we are totally in need and dependent on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find even the kuffar, they are enjoying because of the sadqah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire world and the existence of the world, this is dependent on our a'mal, on the good deeds that take place. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. The system of the world is running. So we find that the name of Allah ta'ala, who taught it to us? Our ibadat, our salah, who taught it to us? Durood Sharif, who taught it to us? All these things we learn by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, we find that all the zuhad, the pious people that are in the world, those that have given up the world, the muttaqeen, the sulaha, all those that are in the world, we find that they also, where did they get this from? This is from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just as we need of the sun, all of us are in need of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dosto, ye hai shahre Madina. O friends, this is the town of Madina Munawwara. جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، from where Islam has spread out throughout the four corners of the world. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired, then Islam could have spread out from Makkah Sharif. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire was that from Madinatul Munawwara, from here Islam has spread out throughout the four corners of the world. When Hijrat was made from Makkah Sharif, and now Nabi alayhi salam and Sahaba came to Madinatul Munawwara, then here in Madinatul Munawwara, permission was now given for jihad. That go and give your life in the path of Allah. Sahaba gave their life in Madinatul Munawwara. From here, Islam spread throughout the four corners of the world. And towards the ending of the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina Sharif, we find delegations upon delegations, tribes upon tribes, now started entering into the fold of Islam. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ. When the help of Allah and victory comes, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see people entering into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Groups upon groups, tribes upon tribes, they enter into the deen of Allah. So from Medina to Munawwara, this is from where Islam has spread out throughout the four corners of the world. That if Durood Sharif sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not upon our tongues, then the dua and the supplication, crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleading before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what effect would it have? It is the blessing of Durood Sharif that will take our dua also to acceptance. That in the beginning of our dua, first is the praises of Allah. And after the praises of Allah, then we send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the ending of our dua, they also durood sharif. And then praises upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why in the beginning of our dua durood sharif? Why in the end of our dua durood sharif? Allama Shami rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, As-salatu ala nabi da'watum mustajab. That sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is such an act that it is 100% accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person, he performs salah, and a little bit of pride, riya comes into that salah is not accepted. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala won't accept that salah, it is rejected. If a person, he takes out a million rand, and he says, I want to build a masjid. He puts the million rand down, he builds the masjid himself perhaps. But a little bit of riya, I want to show somebody, rejected in the court of Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be said to him, that go to that person, ask him for the reward of this. But Durood Sharif, in whatever condition it is recited, Durood Sharif is 100% accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Durood Sharif is in the beginning of our dua, the beginning of our dua is accepted. When Durood Sharif is in the end of our dua, the end of our dua is accepted. How is it possible? Allah ta'ala accepts the beginning of your dua. Allah ta'ala accepts the end of the dua. But the middle of the dua is then rejected. Similarly, Hazrat beautifully explains, he says that salah that we perform five times a day, what is the objective and what is the purpose of the salah? Allah ta'ala says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. That establish salah for my dhikr. Establish salah for my remembrance. But in that salah, which is for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in there also Durood Sharif is included. That your salah is not complete until you read Durood Sharif in the end. Then only is the salah of a person completed. Why? Because we know the condition of our salah, but the Durood Sharif that will be recited in the end of salah, that Durood Sharif is 100% accepted. So when the Durood Sharif is accepted, this will also pull our salah and bring our salah also to acceptance. So therefore we find in every action of ours, Durood Sharif will bring that action of ours to acceptance. This beautifully, Hazrat also explains, he gives an example, that if you go to the airport, a person is flying, then you find a massive Boeing 747, Boeing 737. How many passengers is carrying? 300, 400 passengers. But what is it that brings that Boeing 737 onto the runway? It is that little tug that is there. That tug will pull that Boeing 737 or 747 and bring it onto that runway. Thereafter, that Boeing takes off at a speed of 180 kilometers an hour and goes to 10,000 meters above sea level. It thereafter, cruising speed is 1,000 kilometers an hour and it travels to 6,000, 7,000 kilometers. But what brought that Boeing 747 onto the runway is that little tug. Exactly understand this Durood Sharif of ours. That all our ibadah that we will make, that Durood Sharif, although it seems so small, this is that Durood Sharif that will bring all our ibadah to acceptance. So this is the value of Durood Sharif upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa rafa'na ka in'am ye hai aapka zikr hai do jahan mein. And this is the favor, this is the blessing of warafa'na. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, warafa'na laka dhikra. We have raised your mentioning, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This has beautifully explained that when this ayat of Quran was revealed, then at that time Nabi alayhi salatu salam asked Sahaba, that what is the tafsir of this verse of Quran? Warafa'na laka dhikra. Sahaba said, all of them, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know best. They know what is the tafsir of this verse of Quran Sharif. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam explained that Allah Ta'ala says, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. Then when I will be mentioned, when the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be taken, then the name of Nabi alayhi salatu salam will be taken with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever the name of Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together the name of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. A child that comes into the world, the child that is born, what is the first action that we do? We will give adhan in the right ear of the child. We will give the iqama in the left ear of the child. In that adhan won't be complete until we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The name of Allah Ta'ala is taken in that adhan. The name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken in that adhan. Similarly, in the iqama, the name of Allah is taken. The name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. So from the time a child comes into the world, he's heard the name of Allah and his Rasul. And when he's leaving the world, when a person passes away, when he's been placed in the qadr, Bismillah wa ala millati Rasulillah, in the name of Allah and upon the millat and the religion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they also, the name of Allah is taken, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken. So many verses of Quran Sharif where the name of Allah is taken together, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. O people of iman, obey Allah, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la takhunu Allah wa Rasul. O people of iman, do not deceive Allah, do not deceive Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where the name of Allah is taken, the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken. Hazrat beautifully explains this as well. He says how the name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken throughout the world. That we find that perhaps here in South Africa, currently we have just performed the Maghrib Salah. But because of different locations, geographical locations in the world, perhaps somewhere in the world currently Fajr Salah has taken place. Perhaps somewhere in the world Zuhr Salah is taking place. At this time, perhaps somewhere in the world the Asr Salah is taking place. Somewhere in the world Isha Salah is taking place. So everywhere in the world, somewhere and somewhere the Adhan has been called out. And wherever the Adhan has been called out, the name of Allah is taken. And when the name of Allah is taken together, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taken. So how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated the status, the martaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mentioning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So warafana ka in'am ye hai, this is the favor of warafana laka dhikrak, aapka dhikr hai do jahan mein, that you are mentioned in both the worlds, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sharte tawheed kamil yahi hai, this is the condition of having complete and perfect tawheed in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That what is it? Ishq ho aapka qalb wa jahan mein, that a person, he has the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his heart and in his soul. That your iman is only completed when a person has the love of Allah and he has the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our kalima is not complete. A person on la ilaha illallah kalima is not complete until he believes Muhammadur Rasulullah as well. Then only would the kalima of a person be complete. Ahle kitab, they believed in la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah, they did not believe. So the iman is not completed. The iman is rejected because they did not believe in Muhammadur Rasulullah. So kalima is only completed with Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Muhammadur Rasulullah. The hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't believe. The Ahl al-Kitab, they don't believe properly also in La ilaha illallah. Also in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. That none of you can be a perfect believer until I am more beloved to him min walidihi than his father. Also to say his parents, wa waladihi, his children, wa nasi ajma'in, and mankind put together. Meaning our love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be more than the love that we have for our parents, more than the love that we have for our children, more than the love that we have for mankind. When the time of Hijrat came, when Sahaba were instructed, now make Hijrat and go to Madinatul Munawwara, Sahaba had their families in Makkah Sharif, they had their businesses in Makkah Sharif, they had their possessions, their houses, their properties in Makkah Sharif. So Sahaba hesitated a little bit. Immediately Allah Ta'ala revealed verses of Quran. Qul in kana aba'ukum, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if your fathers, wa abnaukum, your children, wa ikhwanukum, your brothers, wa azwajukum, your wives, wa ashiratukum, your family members, wa amwalun iqtaraftumuha, and the wealth that you had earned, wa tijaratun takhshawna kasadaha, and the businesses whose downfall you are fearing, wa masakinu tardawnaha, and the homes that you are very, very pleased with, ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa rasooli, are these things more beloved to you than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If these things are more beloved than Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fatarabbasu hatta yati Allahu bi amri, wait for the command of Allah, referring here to the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the iman of a person is completed with Muhammadur Rasulullah, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن آپ کا رتبہ دو جہاں میں. That what would a person understand that it is impossible to explain the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in both the world. What is the martaba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? We cannot explain what is the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, for example, a person, he praises another person. But for example, a person, his status is very, very high. So what does he say? Finally he says that this person, his martaba, his status is so high that I got no words to explain and I cannot praise him anymore also. So because his position is so high. Similarly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama asnayta ala nafsik. Wallah, we cannot praise you in the manner you're supposed to be praised. Where can we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You are as you have praised yourself, O Allah. So similarly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what is the position of Nabi alayhi salam? We cannot praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So high is the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. سب سے گمت پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بلا جائے کس گلستا میں. That person whose nazar and whose sight is on the green dome, on the Roza-e Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which garden in the world is that person ever going to go to? When his connection is with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what is Paris for him in his life? Paris means absolutely nothing. The glitter and the glamour of America and France and the different parts of the world, for this person it is absolutely nothing. Why? He has got his ta'alluq with Madinatul Munawwara. He has got his ta'alluq with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he knows the enjoyment of Madinatul Munawwara, where the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is descending, where the farishtas are bringing durood to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and delivering that durood to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He knows what is the value of Makkah Sharif, when just looking at the Kaaba, so much of reward he is getting, where the tajalli and the rahmat of Allah ta'ala is descending 24 hours. Once when we had gone for Umrah, when we had come to Jeddah airport, at that time in Jeddah airport they used to take your passport away. I don't know currently what is the situation, but at the airport they will take your passport away. And when you are departing, when you come back to the airport, then they will hand your passport over to you. So we were worried that these people are taking our passport. When we come back, we don't know whether we will get our flight or not. They're not sitting at the counter, and you can't get your passport. How are you going to get onto the flight? So I asked that brother that was there. I said, when I come back and you're not here, what is going to happen? I'm going to miss my flight. I don't know when I'm going to get my passport back. He says, for nowhere in the world will I leave Makkah Sharif and will I leave Madinatul Munawwara. He says, this is the best place in the world. So that person that got his ta'alluq with Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, which other garden is he going to go into in the world? This Hazrat also beautifully explained. He says, that person that got his ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now simplicity will come into the life of that person. That person will now start enjoying the khajur of Madina Sharif. That person will now enjoy the zamzam water of Makkah Sharif. All the simple things of life, now this person is going to enjoy. So the more a person gets closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more simplicity will come into the life of a person. Naam kaisa hai pyara Muhammad, that how enjoyable and how beautiful is the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When a person has love for somebody, when a person has muhabbat for somebody, then we find that even the name of that person becomes beloved to that person. When Majnu, we all know about Majnu and we hear about Majnu, that he has so much of love for Layla. But here Hazrat explains that in spite of having that love, he never did anything in his life, they never did anything that was haram. In fact, there's hope that they will be forgiven, that they had shown us how to have love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One day Majnu, his father took him and went all the way to Makkah Sharif, and he made him hold the khilaf of the Kaaba, and now he told him, make dua. What dua must he make? He says, Allahumma arhamni min hubbiha, that Allah have mercy on me from the love of Layla. That meaning, now I must give up that love of Layla, I mustn't love Layla any longer. So now Majnu, he starts making dua. Allahumma manna aliyya bi Layla, Allah favor me with the love of Layla. His father is saying that must give up Layla. He is saying, Allah favor me with the love of Layla. Wala taslubni min hubbiha, don't snatch the love of Layla away from me. And then he says, وَيَرْحَمُ abdan qala amina, and that person that says ameen to my dua, Allah, you have mercy on that person also. So when a person has love for another person, to what extent a person goes also. That here, the town of Layla, when you pass by the town, then the town also was beloved to him. The walls of the town also were beloved to him. The dog of the town also was beloved to him. So when a person has love for Nabi alayhi salam, when the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, how much of love does he have for the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, جس کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے, ایمان ہے جہاں جامع. Through the صدقہ of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم today we are sitting here, today we have been blessed with ایمان. This is through the صدقہ of نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And perhaps any remote place in the world you might go today, perhaps in that remote place also there might be somebody that is performing salah, there is somebody that is a believer. Which and which parts of the world the jamaats go, and they say that we met a believer over there as well. So whose sadqa was all this, that he got iman in that remote village of the world? This was all the sadqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ye hai feizan noor nubuwat jo hai Islam sare jahan mein. This is the blessing of the noor of nubuwat and the light of nubuwat, that Islam spread throughout the four corners of the world. That this Islam that we see, that we are enjoying today, sitting in this beautiful khanqah, sitting in this majlis, that whose sadqa was this? This is through the noor of nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kya kahun raf'at shan gumbad, that what should I say of the elevated status of the green dome of Madinatul Munawwara. That here Hazrat is explaining just the dome. This is the makan, the place that so elevated is the status of just the Roza-e Mubarak, the green dome. That how great is the Roza-e Mubarak and the green dome. So can we imagine the makin, the one that is residing in the Roza-e Mubarak, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the martaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Therefore this is kuch dam nahi akhtar zuba mein, that this is something that is beyond explanation. This is something that we cannot even explain, that what is the martaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through this beautiful poem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true value of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of bringing sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. In the month of Rabiul Akhir, that these are the two months in which we speak about the greatest of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That how great that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam actually came into the world during the month of Rabiul Awwal. And what is the month of Rabi? The month of Rabi actually means spring. And in the month of spring, how enjoyable everything is in the world. That we find that after the dry long winter season, that now in the month of spring, all of a sudden you see that the grass is coming up. Now in the month of spring, you see now the flowers are also blossoming. Somewhere you'll find red color flowers, blue color flowers, purple color flowers. How enjoyable. And each flower has its different scent also. And if there's a river that is flowing there, or there's a stream that is flowing there, how beautiful that stream, the water noise that is so soothing to the ears also. A person in the morning, he enjoys his walk. In the evening, a person enjoys his walk. This is the month of spring. So the world was in total darkness. That what kufr and shirk mankind was involved. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came into the world, all that kufr, all that shirk and all that darkness that was in the world, this was removed by the noor of nubuwwat. Now tawheed, risalat, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came into the world. It is mentioned when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had come into the world, If Usman ibn Abil As radiallahu ta'ala, if I'm not mistaken, his mother, she was at the time of birth by Hazrat Amina. So she says that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, she says when Hazrat Amina gave birth to Nabi alayhi salam, she said that entire home that was there, it was now beautifully lit up. That here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has come into the world. And not only that, she says when I looked up towards the heaven, she says that I seen the stars now coming down, the stars lowering themselves. And she says to such an extent that I thought that these stars are now going to fall unto me. So thereafter this was interpreted. What is the meaning of this? She said, it was explained that the meaning of this was that the stars lowering themselves, that here the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now spread throughout the four corners of the world. Kufr and shirk will now come to an end. There was a Yahudi that was residing in Makkah Sharif. This Yahudi was a business person. He had come for business to Makkah Mukarramah. So the night that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, he said that the final Nabi has been born. So they asked the Quraysh that has the final Nabi been born? So the Quraysh said, no, we don't know anything about it. So he said, no, you people go and find out that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has been born. So the Quraysh went, they had found out. So they said, yes, a boy has been born in the Quraysh, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So then he said, go and check that on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, between his shoulders is the nur, is the muhr nubuwat, is the seal of prophethood. So the Quraysh, they went back to check and they said, yes, certainly abad, that the muhr nubuwat is there. So he said that if you'll allow me, I also want to see this muhr nubuwat. So they said,
said, they allowed him, they took him there. So the moment he saw the Muhr-e Nubuwat, the seal of prophethood, immediately this Yahudi, he fell unconscious. When he regained consciousness, when he came back to consciousness, he said that Nubuwat has now ended in Bani Israel. That now Nubuwat has now been transferred to Banu Ismail now. It has come in the family of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So we find there were so many great events before the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam and on the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah give us the love of Nabi alayhi salam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. قصه ایک عاشق نقاب پوش بزرگ کا. From the مثنوی معارف مثنوی, the commentary of مثنوی of our شیخ رحمت اللہ علی. The next story we read previously, the story, another story. Now this is an instance of one بزرگ who covered his face and he went out into the jungles and how he became an اللہ والا والی ابراہیم. اس کے بعد آپ کچھ 10 منٹ کے لیے بیان کریں انشاءاللہ. یہ نقاب پوش بزرگ زمانہ جاہلیت میں کسی خطہ عرب کے بادشاہ تھے. دس بزرگ who covered his face at some time or the other, he was a king in one part of the Arab land in the days of ignorance. یہ پہلے عشق مجاز میں مبتلا تھے. First he was involved in the love of the things of this dunya. اور بہت اچھے شاعر تھے. And he was a very good poet as well. حکومت اور ملک کے حریص. He was very eager and greedy of having government, country, in other words conquering other places, becoming more bigger. نازک طبع. He was very sensitive as well. اور صاحب جمال. And he was very beautiful and handsome as well. جب عشق حقیقی نے ان کے دل پر اثر کیا. But when the true love, love of Allah, when it had an effect on him, and this love comes from Allah's side, and whom Allah chooses and Allah puts it in the heart of a person, then a person gets inclined towards Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah put his love into this person's heart, to hukumat wa sultanat talkh ma'lum honne lagi, then now he disliked government, ruling, all these things of this dunya, suddenly it lost its enjoyment and its flavor and its pleasure to him. وَلَنِعْمَ مَا قَالَ صَاحِبُ قَسِيدَ بُرْدَةَ. And Sahib just explained very beautifully in قَسِيدَ بُرْدَةَ. نَعَمْ سَرَى طَيْفُ مَنْ أَحْوَى فَأَرَّقَنِي وَالْحُبُّ يَأْتَرِضُ اللَّذَّاتِ بِالْأَلَمِ. ہاں مجھے رات کو جب اپنے محبوب کا خیال آ گیا. Yes, it's true. When just as Maulana explained now that how Majnu loved Layla, that when he thought of his beloved, that is, references to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the thought of my beloved came to me, to raat bhar neend nahi aayi. The whole night then I could not sleep. When a person here in this world, he thinks of his beloved or etc., then he just gets, he's lost in that world. Yet the true love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like in this beautiful poem, when a person will think of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he has the true love. And what to say of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah's love is even more greater. The love of Allah is the greatest love. Then is the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Hazrat Rabia Basariya, once in her dream she saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, "Oh Rabia, don't you love me?" She said, "Who is that evil person who will not love you? But the love of Allah has overpowered me." So the love of Allah is the greatest love. So that is, he says that when the love of your beloved, reference to love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And according to this instance that we are reading, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When the thought will come, then you won't be able to sleep. Aur baat ye hai, ke muhabbat tamam lazzaton ko ranj o gham se tabdeel kar deti hai. And the fact is that love is such a thing that it changes all enjoyments into grief and sorrow. That is, in love, like Maulana explained, how the Sahaba gave their lives, how they made hijrat, left their hometowns, left their businesses, left their families. It was all in the love of Islam, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of Allah Ta'ala. That in that love, a person goes through a lot of grief and sorrow. That love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, when it overpowers a person. Bil akhir Badsha aadi raat ko utha. When he couldn't take it anymore, middle of the night he got up. Godri orhi, and he took his little blanket, what we will say, a blanket, a duvet, and he covered himself. Aur apni sultanat se bahar gaya. And he went out of his own country. He left everything, all his enjoyment and everything. The love of Allah had struck into his heart. Dil mein ishq-e-ilahi ki aag paida ho chuki thi. In his heart, the love of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, the fire of the love of Allah had come into his heart. Sultanat ka shor o ghul, mehboob ki yaad se maani ho raha tha. And all the entertainment and all the work of the government and all of the dunya, his assemblies, etc., was stopping him from having his connection and his love with Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. Akhir kar peymana sabr chalak gaya. Finally, his glass, his cup of sabr, that to control it, now it couldn't, it overflowed now. And he couldn't stay anymore in his kingdom. Ek cheekh mari, aur diwana, aur sehrai taraf cheh chal diya. He gave one nara, one takbir, one scream, and he left everything. And he went now out into the jungles. Mara jo ek haat gariba nahi raha. When I hit my one hand on my chest, then there was nothing left here. Khenchi jo ek aah to zinda nahi raha. And when I took one sigh, then I did not remain alive. This is that love of Allah, which Allah, if He blesses us with one iota of it, a person's whole life will change. One iota of the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all this is not just for talking, and not just for to read about and to translate and that, but the reality of it, may Allah in His kindness bless us with His true love, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. Is aashiq sadiq ki sachi aah ne usko sultanat ke aahni qaid aur band se azad kar diya. His true love made him that he gave up the cage, the iron cage of his government. He broke through it. Now nothing could stop him. Once a person is blessed with this, little instance is written of one great buzurg in Bhopal. Was a Qari sahab, ordinary person, Qari sahab, but the love of Hajj had come into his heart. I must make Hajj. And he had only 1 rupee in his pocket, which we can say today 1 rand, or say 10 rand, 100 rand, whatever, according to the value of that time, but he had this desire. So with that 1 rupee, he had a bag sewn for 12 anna, 3/4 of the rupee. And those the days things were cheap. And with 4 anas, he bought chana, and that was the common food, chickpeas. And he filled it. And he started walking to Bombay. From there, he knew the ship goes for Hajj. Somehow, and wherever somebody invited him on the way, he accepted the invitation, and he reached Bombay finally. When the ship was leaving for Hajj, he went to the captain of the ship. He said that, I also want to go for Hajj. But I haven't got money for the ticket or anything. I'm prepared to accept some labor. You give me some job and I will go. I'm prepared to do it. He said, I got a job, but you're not fit for it. So he asked, what is it? He said, this bag here, some heavy bag. You must carry it up the stairs. Now, Qari sahab was a weak person, not strong. So he said, made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, how much I could do, I did. Now it's up to you to help me. Allah gave him the strength, and he sort of ran up the stairs with the bag of, with that heavy bag. So he said, okay, I'll give you a job. He gave him a job to clean the toilet. And all the water that fills in, he must empty the water out from the toilet in the ship. So he carried on doing that. Namaz time, he should make ghusl, put on his clean clothes, take off the dirty lungi, make namaz. And at night, he should make tahajjud. and he should read Quran Sharif so beautifully. One day the captain passed thereby, and then he heard the beautiful reading, he was influenced by it tremendously. So when he was influenced, he asked him, what are you doing? So he said, I'm reading Quran, and there's our kitab, etc. So he says, teach me also. So he made him read La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and he taught him Qul huwallahu ahad. He didn't know, he kept on reading Qul huwallahu ahad all the time. So his friends told him, he was a non-Muslim, most probably a white Christian. So his friends told him, have you become Muslim? So he says, why? He said, you're reading Qul huwallahu ahad. So he went and asked Qari Sahib, am I a Muslim? He said, you became Muslim that time already. Then he went to his wife and he told his wife, see, I've become Muslim. If you want to, you accept Islam, otherwise we separate. She wasn't prepared, he separated. When they reached Jeddah, finally he joined Qari Sahib. And Allah just opened the way for them. And then he made Hajj, went to Medina Sharif, everything. So this is that when Allah puts it into the heart. May Allah, out of His kindness and His mercy, bless us with that reality. So this true love, for the true lover, there is nothing that can block that person. He wants to go, he goes. Till today we say, how many people go for Hajj Umrah like that, go in Jamaat like that. When you really want to go, nothing can block you. You go. Is raah ka kaam ibtidaan jazb hi se banta hai. In this path of suluk, of reaching Allah Ta'ala, it is jazb when Allah pulls you towards Him. Hazrat Arif Rumi rahmatullah alayhi farmate hain, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, Diwangi ki ni'mat yani ishq haq dil mein paida karo. Get the love of Allah within your heart. Which will be explained later, how to get this love of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah puts it in your heart, or how you must make effort that it comes into your heart. Mehaz khirad hattak rasaina hogi. Just your brains and what is in your mind, that is not going to take you. It is that strong, true love which will be in the heart. Balki jo akli noor, noor-e wahi se munawwar na ho, but that knowledge of Islam, even to give bayan of the love of Allah, which is only in the mind, that is not going to benefit you. Usse to jahil hi rehna behtar hai. Instead of that love which is just in the mind, and the reality of it is not in the heart, instead of that, to be an ignorant person is better. Like a person, like many of us, how we give bayans, etc. We talk, but that love is not in the heart. That is not really beneficial. And those ashiks, like this Qari Sahib, an ordinary person, but that love of Allah, the love of the house of Allah, may Allah bless us. May Allah forgive us all our sins, and may Allah open this reality upon us, and may He be kind and accept us, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الحمد لله we were discussing with the family last night and we had mentioned that الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with some ta'aluk with a very good doctor and he's an expert in allopathic medicine and is also very good with natural remedies and that so usually الحمد لله we phone him and we ask for advice in any health issues come about. And alhamdulillah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a lot of shifa. And then we also discuss, alhamdulillah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to take benefit inshallah. That with the greatest spiritual doctor, which is so much more important, our ruh is so much more important than the body. So I mentioned in Hazrat what we have, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to actually appreciate and to realize what it is. And take full benefit. And at all levels, alhamdulillah, when we think of it, and this actually experience all the sages had mentioned, and so it comes to our awareness also, that at every step we see that we will find the teaching of Hazrat. From the life from Quran Sharif, from Hadith Sharif, we always think of Hazrat, how Hazrat explains to us. Every situation, every condition, we see some teaching of Hazrat. And once Mana Abbas Ali, Sabdam al-Barakatum, is giving a bayan, and he mentioned that some people, they have extreme love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is so important. And he said that it's lacking also in many of us. So he said, it's such an important thing. And mashallah, how we felt also hearing his ash'ar, And that's one grand reality also of the high position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the more we listen to the ashar over and over, Hakim Sahib, then inshallah the more that love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increase in our hearts, and the more we must read Durood Sharif, more we must bring sunnahs in our life. So you see, many people, what happens is they get stuck with it, they focus on that. And such an important part, it's so much required. For some people, there is remain that in all the time they speak about love and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say Durood Sharif. But he says that there's another aspect of Sirat as well. When it comes to our practical life, like following the Sunnah life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, example giving dawah, other aspects of the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that maybe they neglect. And we may be having certain brothers, that maybe we are trying to follow certain Sunnahs, or we are giving a lot of dawah, doing social work, so we're focusing so much on that. But that love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not there, because I mentioned also the true strong iman, the reality, the true love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the strong iman. Maybe myself personally, we don't have that in us. So he says both these things are important and they go hand in hand. And when we look at our Hazrat, alhamdulillah, we find that at all levels also, Hazrat explains to us all these things in great detail. The love of Nabi, when Hazrat speaks about it, mashallah, we will feel that that's the only thing that is required. And then the same token, then Hazrat makes our Islah also. That's not enough, that's just to have the love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but we're not following the Sunnah, so practically our life also. That was as they explained to us in great detail, practical aspects of life, and how to give practical action to that love. So just some ayat of the Quran, I want to mention a few of Surah Al-Fajr and Surah Al-Balad, a few ayat. So in this, Allah SWT also mentions to us the condition of a person, that if iman is not strong, the person doesn't have that strong iman, and what happens to a person, and some solutions for that. How a person can come out of tension, worry, stress. And we all have this all the time. It's due to my weakness of iman that I get stressed and tensed out when all these conditions come upon us. So Allah SWT mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن. Allah SWT favors a person and blesses a person. Things are going smoothly. Then a person says that Allah has honored me now, and the person is happy, and he attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he says, Allah has been very kind to me. And وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبَتَلَهُ فَقَدْرَ عَلِهِ رِزْقَ. But when a person is tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away some of his risk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings difficult conditions upon a person, tests him financially, in other ways as well, then he says, فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disgraced me. So he feels this is now a disgrace. So this is when a person that iman is not very strong, and a person the condition of the weakness of iman. And then a person feels that I am deserving of it. I deserve it. Everything must go smoothly. Everything must go according to how I wish it. I wish it to go. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions that no, there is actually a reason for that. Why does a person become disturbed now? Why is it when things are difficult now, a person becomes completely depressed, goes down completely, and a person now gives up hope? And when a person gets something, things are going smoothly, then a person becomes very happy, and a person is now positive. So what's the reason for that? Us becoming overpowered by these emotions. كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. So it's all related to our amal, our actions, and our amal also because are linked to our iman. The iman is strong, then amal also will be right, and then a person will be strong in all these conditions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that كَلَّا بَلَّا. These things don't just happen. بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. You don't honor the orphan. وَلَا تَحَادُونَ لَا تُعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. And you don't even encourage feeding the poor. So one is to feed the poor people. But you don't even, a person has become so miserly and stingy, a person, you don't even encourage other people also to feed the poor. وَتَأْكُلُونَ تُرَاثَ أَكْلَ اللَّمَّ. And you eat up the inheritance, you devour the inheritance. And all these things are explained to us in great detail. Hazrat made sufferers also, so many places, speaking about the inheritance in great detail, explain the importance of it, how it should be done, how important it is for our financial matters to be clear, and the importance of the Islamic world. And we'll end up with this, translate a few more ayat, time is up. In Surah Al-Balad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْأَقَبَ. That a person becomes very worried and stressed and tense when all these conditions come upon a person. But a person doesn't want to go into the valley of safety. Like for example, if there are enemies that are chasing a person, attacking a person from all sides, and a person is worried. So a person gets into a pass, a little valley, now he's protected on the two sides. Now he can defend himself from the front. He can see, okay, this is my way out, and there's some protection around me. So a person has to now squeeze into that narrow pass, narrow valley. You have to squeeze in there, and then you will find some safety. So a person doesn't want to enter and squeeze into that pass. And what is that pass to the solution to our problems, to get out of our depression, our worry, our stress? So last one to mention, فَقْ رَقَبَةً. To free a slave, or to relieve, to remove any burden from any person, any way to remove a burden from a person, or it'amun fi yawmin fi maskaba, or feeding when there's hunger, when there's a need. For example, now there's a drought, a person can make some arrangements for water. Yatiman dha maqraba, or miskin dha matraba, to the orphan with a close family member. You see, charity begins at home. As it teaches us also prioritize. But you see, charity does not end there. So we have to carry on also to others as well. O miskin dha matraba. And finally, ثُمَّ كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْمَرْحَمَةِ. Only doing the social work is not enough, but a person also has to have that iman. A person also has to have strong amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni yadhkurukum. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Aur mere tan mein bajaye aap gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. Khair se bilkul hi uth jaye nazar, tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho idhar. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو إلهي تو بس خبردار تیرا لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والآقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وتجاوز وأصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجعل حبك أحب الأشياء إلينا واجعل خشيتك أخوف الأشياء عندنا اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.